During the Cold War, only a few North Koreans defected to South Korea. But as conditions in the Stalinist state deteriorate, hundreds of North Koreans risk their lives each month by fleeing to China and eventually South Korea. Many, though, find life in the capitalist South far more difficult than they expected. From Seoul, NPR's Eric Weiner reports.
For North Koreans desperate enough to make the journey on foot to China, desperate enough to crash an embassy gate and win political asylum, this is their reward, a plane ticket to the South Korean capital, Seoul. Not that long ago, their arrival was front page news. Defectors were treated like returning heroes, instant celebrities. Not anymore. North Korean refugees now number in the hundreds every month. Only a few news photographers are on hand to greet these refugees before they are whisked off to a government-run training center for a crash course in capitalism. The basics, such as how to open a bank account and how to use an ATM. The South Korean government then gives them about $30,000 each and tells them to fend for themselves. Perhaps no amount of training, though, can prepare a North Korean refugee for their first Starbucks experience. Staring at the menu at a Starbucks in downtown Seoul, Cho Myung-chol, a recently arrived refugee, seems overwhelmed by the lattes, the frappuccinos, the double mochas. In North Korea, coffee shops are much more basic and strictly off-limits to all but the Communist Party elite. Chol finally decides on a plain coffee, slumps into a chair, and recalls his first impressions of the frenetic South Korean capital.
I just turned over. I was so surprised when I saw all the cars. The whole road was being blocked with all this traffic. That amazed me. That shocked me.
Chol concedes that a year later, he's still in a state of shock. The transition from communist North Korea to hyper-capitalist South Korea has not been easy. He's bounced from one job to another, five in the past year. Chol has tried to fit in, but still, people can tell that somehow he is different. Chol's story is typical. More than half of the North Korean refugees living in South Korea are unemployed. Many have turned to alcohol. Tim Peters, an American aid worker in Seoul, says it's not surprising so many North Koreans find life in South Korea disconcerting.
They're expected in the South to take initiative and to make many of their own decisions about getting the job done, the very kinds of things that they would be in very hot water for even thinking about doing in the North.
There are exceptions. A few North Korean refugees do manage to cope with life in the South, and some do even better than that. Hyung Kim was a member of North Korean leader Kim Jong-il's inner circle before defecting a decade ago. He quickly became one of South Korea's best-known singers. He parlayed his fame into a successful business empire. Today, his chain of restaurants, serving North Korean specialties, of course, has branches all over South Korea, as well as in Los Angeles and San Francisco. He says he has no regrets about his decision to defect, none, that is, except for one.
The most difficult for me was thinking about my family, leaving my relatives and family in the North, since I knew they'd get punished or sent to prison camps.
Kim says his brother, his sister, and several cousins are still being held in North Korean prison camps a decade after he defected. Those are not the kind of stories that the current South Korean government likes to publicize. It is downplaying the influx of refugees, afraid of embarrassing the North Korean government and derailing the so-called sunshine policy, a policy of engagement rather than confrontation. But analyst Dong-ho Cho says his government should worry less about diplomatic niceties and more about how it treats the refugees.
I believe that we must treat them as one of us, because if we cannot get along with those refugees today, then that implies that in the future, when we have unification, we will have so many big problems. So we have to get used to it.
Reunification of the Korean Peninsula is years, probably decades away. But meanwhile, the flow of refugees continues unabated. Aid workers estimate there are perhaps as many as 100,000 North Koreans hiding somewhere in China, hoping that one day they too will make it to South Korea. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Seoul.